8:32 on Quicksland this morning. Hard to believe it's already been a decade. The Taste of Missouri stroll sponsored by Case and Keg is coming up a week from Saturday. And Kelly Pettigo joins me. Can you believe it? 10 years?
I cannot. No, we made it 10 years. Yeah, that's exciting.
And this has become an event that I think a lot of people just have on their calendar, that this is something that I want to be a part of.
We hope so.
So for those who are unfamiliar, have never been to a Taste of Missouri stroll, what does the event feature, Kelly?
Well, this year we have a spirit stroll, and we call it a spirit stroll because it consists of 13 breweries, 9 wineries, and 3 distilleries. We have an excellent meal by Papa Rock Catering. And if you are wanting a ticket for that, you want to hurry up and get that done because they're selling pretty quick. We have a Case and Keg sponsored speakeasy at the 4th Street Theater. And that location is going to feature Dogmaster Distillery, Hummingbird Winery, music by Liberty Jazz, some light food, seating area, and like a casino game type thing. And everybody's going to be dressed up in speakeasy costume. So that's pretty cool. We'll have a large silent auction. The Randolph County United Way is going to have their purses with a purpose at a stroke of magic. We've even got a mini farmer's market, the Trailer Swift photo booth, craft vendors, food vendors, and live music at multiple locations.
So this is getting even bigger.
It's growing, yeah, thanks to the help of a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people want to be a part of it. That's good.
Yeah.
How many people are you expecting?
Last year we had around 1,200, and it seems like that's kind of where we're headed again, so that's great. We did some tracking. We had people from all over the state, and we had people come in from out of state as well. We even had a guest from Hawaii.
Very good.
Yeah.
So a little tourism, too,
yes,
on top of a good cause, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, let's talk about the event's purpose. Obviously, that's dear to your heart.
Most definitely. This event is basically how Safe Passage Domestic Violence Shelter raises our mandatory match requirements for our federal and state grants, and it also helps us cover the cost of the utilities at the shelter.
All right. So what is Safe Passage?
Safe Passage is a shelter that provides services to victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, and other forms of abuse. We serve a 9-county service area. And so in addition to direct client services, we can also provide community education to anybody, any group in that 9-county service area.
All right. You have a website? People can learn more?
Most definitely. Yeah. Yes, there's tons of information on the website. That is www.safepassagemoberly.org. And I always tell people, feel free to call if you have any questions about services or whether or not you think that we can do something for you. If you have a loved one that you feel is being abused and you just want to talk, go on ahead and give us a call. The hotline is available 24/7. You can call 660-269-8111.
All right. We're with Kelly Pettigo. We're talking about the Taste of Missouri stroll, which is coming up Saturday, August 18th. What else would you like to tell us about the event, Kelly?
Well, something that's really cool, Memory Lanes has been sponsoring free cab rides home to any event guest, and they're going to do that again this year. So each event guest will get a little card that tells them how to redeem that. Comfort Inn is also offering a significant discount on rooms reserved by event guests. So that's pretty exciting. There's no excuse to drink and drive. You go on ahead and use those resources and get home safe.
Mm-hmm. And know a lot of folks help Safe Passage in putting on this event too, right?
Most definitely. A big thank you to Rob Gillenwater and Case and Keg. He was our first sponsor. He's our largest sponsor every year. He just keeps coming back for more. So we also want to thank the City of Moberly, Moberly Parks and Recreation, this radio station, Main Street Moberly, Randolph County United Way, all of the sponsors, volunteers, our staff, board members, and everybody that buys a ticket.
All right. And where can tickets be purchased?
You can find tickets at Case and Keg, at the Moberly Chamber of Commerce. West Winery is selling the stroll tickets, not the meal tickets, are online at tasteofmissouristroll.com.
And you have a lot of different resources where people can learn more, right?
Most definitely. You can learn more about the event, like where the musicians are going to be playing and other details, what vendors are going to be there. You can look up Safe Passage Stroll on Facebook, or the event website is www.tasteofmissouristroll.com. You can also call at 269-8999, area code 660.
Okay, so what time are you going to get started that day?
The event will start. I will get started a lot earlier, but the event starts at 3.
3.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you arrive, is there a starting point or just jump in?
You want to arrive at the auditorium. And so there'll be different ticket lines. We have like a separate VIP ticket line. And then if you already have your tickets, you'll go to one area, and that's where you'll get your glass and everything. And then if you need to purchase a ticket, everything will be labeled. That's your starting point, auditorium.
Yeah, yeah. So is the speakeasy new? Is that something or you just built on it from the past?
No, we started that last year.
Okay.
We've incorporated the 4th Street Theater for a little while now. And I've always wanted to do a speakeasy. And instead of, you know, recreating the wheel, we just thought, well, let's go ahead and add this to the event. So we just kind of let it grow each year, add more decorations and more activities and stuff. So it's been pretty cool. People really like that.
Okay. Any news that you'd like to pass along from Safe Passage since we have you in studio? Things going well?
We are hanging in there.
Yeah.
We were awarded a NAP grant, which is really exciting. That starts July 1st, so that means that we get to keep our activities coordinator, and that will actually turn into a full-time position, which it is just great. So that's a 3-year grant, so we're really excited about that.
Terrific. All right. And obviously, this is a hugely important event for Safe Passage. We hope folks will check it out. You can go to the event website, tasteofmissouristroll.com. You can call 269-8989. You can also find them on Facebook at Safe Passage Stroll.
Yep.
Sounds good. Kelly, thanks for dropping by.
All right, thanks.
Okay, Kelly Pettigo filling us in on the Taste of Missouri Stroll, which is coming up Saturday, August 18th.
We believe in